is the Daf Yudzayin on the days, the Gemara says,
Chada Mitzorah Oni Umadiri Oni, such a true. Where the Mitzorah is an Oni, and the Madir, this Reuben, is also an Oni, true. Then he brings a Korban Oni. But the Chada, what the Mishnah Mitzvah said that way is, Lemute Mitzorah Oshir Umadiri Oni. This is the Chiddush of the Mishnah. In the case where this Reuben has been Mechayiv himself, the Korban is an Oshir. Even though the Mitzorah himself is an Oni. So here's the case that the Osher has to bring the Korban Osher. Because otherwise, Sakra Tata Chemin Rabbi thought to say, Ho Yovius Rabbi Yis Rabbi, since it's a Chiddush to say what? That you could bring the Korban is Kamash Malon. So again, the Gersa should be like this. Again, the Gemara's like get over again. That Choda Amitzera Oni Umadir Oni. Enechnami true. That case is not what the Mishnah means, Abu Bakrabona Sayyidina Kain. Because where the Mitzvah and the Madir are both Ani and Echlami, then even the Madir also brings a Korban Ani. But the Choda, the second Chiddush means where the Mishnah means to say that Kabonis is not like Erchin means Lamute Mitzvah Osher, in a case where the Mitzvah himself was an Osher. So the Mitzvah himself has to bring a Korban Osher, has to bring the Behemoth. And the Chiddush is Umadir Ani. In the case where the Madir is Reuben, is Mechayiv himself to bring those Kabonis as an Ani. So by Erechin, we go bossy you, the Madir, to say you pay according to what you could afford. But by Kabonis, it's not that way, that this Madira, even though he's a non-need, but since he's been Mechayiv himself, the carbon of a Mitzvah Asher, he has to bring those Kabonis, what an Asher brings, and not what he could afford the Yoni. That's the Chiddush in the Mishnah. The Gemara explains now, because otherwise, Sakot Tatechin, Rabbi would have to say, Hayov Yisrabi Yisrabi, since, Rashi says, since we're Mesrabi the Noider, from the Pasuk Miyen Yodim Masegis, that the Zerah had Rachmonis upon the Madir also, like in the case where he's an Oni and the Mitzvah is an Oni, he could pack himself with the carbon of an Oni. So I would have thought to say, here what did in this case also, where the Madir is an Oni, even though the Mitzvah himself is an Oshir, Kamash Milan, know that here he has to bring the carbon of an Oshir. That's Chiddush Gemara, Kamash Milan, that here we don't say it. That by Mitzvah we don't say it again where the Madir is an Oni, but the Mitzvah himself was an Osher, here you still have to bring the Korban of the Osher, even though you, the Madir, is an Oni. So Mora says, the Fisha Metzinu, that we find the Erechim, that Oni Sherechess Osher. If an Oni puts the Chiv upon himself to bring the Korban of an Osher, the Erechim of an Osher, nice an Erech Oni, still the Oni has to pay what he could afford. So Yochel, I would have thought to say, Avseh Keinu Adin by Karbonus also. If the Madir is an Oni, he only has to pay what he could afford. On this Talmud, no, the Pasuk says, Im Dal Hu. The only if he's a Dal means where the Mitzvah is a Dal, then do we have this Peturim. Mashenkin, if the Mitzvah himself is an Osher, and the Madir, even though he's an Oni, still will have to bring the Korban of an Osher. Now the Gemara says, well, the Rebbe, according to Rebbe, the Yom that he says, I'm Rani, Af B'Yerchen Kain. That he says, even by Yerchin, also the same halacha, that if the Oni is Mechayiv himself, the Yerchin that an Osher makes, he'll have to pay the schum of an Osher. Amr, what do we see? That Amr, he holds Basa Chiyuv of the Gavra, then we go Basa the Chiyuv of the Gavra. Like if you'd hear a person or an Osher say he's Mechayiv himself to pay his own Yerchin, and then somebody else, even an Oni, comes and says, Gamani, he has to bring the same Chiyuv the Osher has to bring. Because you go according to the Gavra, the Chiyuv of the Gavra of Linen. If so, V'hol Lo Tzricha Kroa. If so, Lemute. If so, Hu Lemute Mai. It comes out then, according to Rebbe, you don't need a Pasuk by Mitzvah to teach us that in the case where the Madir is an Oni, and the Mitzvah himself is an Oshir, that the Madir has to bring a Korban Oshir. Pshita, the Madir has to bring a Korban Oshir. He's not worse than Erchin. That in the case where there is a chiv upon the Osher to bring his Erchin, or like here if the Mitzvah himself is an Osher, so the Mitzvah has the chiv, a chiv the Garfer ready to bring the Korban Osher, Pshita min Asvar who adin the Madir. This Reuben that's putting the chiv upon himself would also have to bring the Korban Osher. So why don't need a plastic imdalu via Mitzvah? So that's the first question according to Rebbe, who the Mute Mai? So Mora says, Anchmami, Lamuti comes to exclude Mitzvah Oni O Madira Osher. It comes to exclude in the case where the Mitzvah Taker is an Oni, and he has the Chiyuv to bring the Korban Oni, means the birds. But the Chiddush is O Madira, this Reuven, it says, like a Me Too, even though he's saying Me Too, he has to bring a Korban Osher. Here's the Chiddush, because Sakot, I would have thought to say, Since Rabbi says, then I go boss of the chiv of the person. So here, since the mitzvah himself is an oni, he only has to bring two birds. So maybe this madir also only has to bring two birds. You go boss the chiv of the gavra. Adish kamash v'lon. That's the chiddush of the word who. No, when do we say imdalu? Only if the mitzvah is an oni. But over here, where the mitzvah himself. Even though the mitzvah himself was an oni, but since the madir, the one that's making this neder, he himself could afford it, he himself is an osher, that's the chiddush, that he has to bring a korban osher. That's who, that korbanos is still different than the lacha pasha of erchin. The Mishnah says, Yehoye oni v'hesher. Let's say first the person was a poor person, and then he became rich v'hesher. Rashi says it means kredim nesina, before he gives the money of the erchin. Or else the opposite way. Or else, Oshir v'heni. First he was rich, and then he became poor. So Lachar is nice and Erech Oshir. In both these two cases, he has to give the Erech of Noshir. Since there was a time, from the time that he made his Erech in his Kabbalah, until he gives it, that he was rich, he could afford it, so Adashim Sukkim and Golachurim will have to give the way he how much he's worth. He wouldn't have that there, that he's poor. Let's say first he was poor, b'shasi made the erchin, even though let's say he was 30 years old, so his erchin should be 50 shkolim. By that time he was poor, he couldn't afford more than 5. Then later he became rich, and because of oni, but the time when he goes to pay it, he's again poor. So Yehuda's chiddush is still nice and erich osher. He has to pay the 50 shkolim. Since there was a time that he could afford it, at that time, it's kaveh, he has to pay the 50. Abel, the kabonis ain't a cane. By carbon, it's not that way. By kabonis, we don't have this halacha. By kabonis, it depends, Rashi says, how you are, b'shash, you bring your carbon. Let's say by a mitzvah, there's a carbon oil of a yerid. If you could afford it, you have to bring a behema. If not, you could bring birds. So b'shash, you bring your kabonis. It depends how you are then. I don't care if you were rich before or not. But at the time when you bring your kabonis, if you can't afford it, you could bring a carbon of an oni. Well, the Kabbalah saying it came. The other Mishnah says, "Afilu meis aviv v'niach loy ribuye." Even in the case where your father dies and it leaves over, so Rashi learns this part of the Mishnah now. Erechin is going back to Erechin. That's a milsa by itself. That even in the case that the father died of the marich, so even though in bishas the kain is marich, how much you could afford, you don't have any money, you could get away. You called an oni. Even though your father is about to give over Yerusha to you, we'll see in the Gemara, you don't have it yet. So that's called, even though Afa Afilu Meis Ove V'niach Le'Ribui lives over $10,000, while you're all Svinosa Bayam, you have a Svina, you yourself, the Marach, the one that made the Erechon upon himself, owns a big ship. Or Voleb Ribuyas, also he's supposed to get $10,000 for it, still Ein Lehegdish Baklum. The Hegdish gets nothing from it, and he's still called an Oni, and he has the right only to pay as much as he could afford. You'll see in the Gemara what the case exactly why. Now the Gemara says, it says one the beginning by Erchin, Oni v'hesher, first b'shash you made the Erchin, you were poor, and the lady became rich, so you have to pay, pause rich, you have to pay the complete 50 shkolim. Why the Gemara says, the Pasuk says, Asher tasek yad ha-noider, Asher tasek yad ha-noider, how much you could afford. So since at the time when you're paying now, you have hasagas yad, you could afford it, therefore you have to pay. Ma'ashen kein, what's the other way? Let's say, Oshir, first you were rich, v'heni, and b'shash you want to pay now you became an oni, still you have to give the amount of an Oshir, because it says, a-pi asher tasik, which is mash, Rashi says, the mash mevosa shas neder azlinan. So kids of the Erech, when you go to Chumra both ways, either at the beginning or at the end, if you could afford it, so you have to pay the exact amount of the Erechon the way you're supposed to. Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Yudah says in the Mishnah, Afilu oni v'hesher, even though you're poor, and then you became rich. V'chaz v'eni, then you became poor again. Still, nice and erechos, you have to pay the full amount, since there's an in-between time that you could afford it. So Rabbi says, my time to Rabbi Yudah, what's the reason of Rabbi Yudah? My time to Rabbi Yudah. On the Makor, the Pasuk says, V'yimochu miyekecho, if he's poor from his Erechon, he's poor, he can't afford to pay the Erechin. So you have to be poor from the beginning until end. But if there's an in-between time that you were rich, you could afford it, then you have to pay that amount of money. Even though you don't have it now, you'll have to wait till you get it and then you could pay.
Gemara says, "V'elamayatif." So when the pasuk says, "V'imdalhu," by a mitzvah, his hochinam. You want to tell me you're also says loshin imdalhu. This is the umochu. Mochu is mashu from the beginning until end. So here also imdalhu means achihei b'dalusim mitchlasav yatzoyfay. And by mitzvah also, he has to be poor from the beginning until the end. And if in between he becomes rich, he can't bring a korban oni. He has to bring a korban osher. Is that true? Maybe you tell me, Yochanan, yes, you learned like this. We learned Mitzairah Shehevi Korban Oisav, Oni. Of Mitzairah brought his Korban like an Oni. He was an Oni at that time. Vesher, then he became rich. Or else the other way, Osher, first he was rich. Veheni then became poor. Goes both to how you were at the time when you brought your Chattis. Is that when you brought your Chattis, you were poor. So you brought a Chattis Oni. The other kabbalas could also be brought to Torah Sanani. If when you brought your chattis, you were rich, you brought a chattis of an osher, the other kabbalas also. Because Reb Shimon knows the ikur is the kapor of the chattis. Reb Yudai Menoh, Akurach Achar Oshem, goes bosa, the korban oshem. How you were at the time when you brought your korban oshem. See in the Gemara why. But I call upon him, see according to Reb Yudah, that if you're poor, Mishash, you bring a korban oshem, even though later you became rich, you go bosa, your korban oshem. You can bring a poor carbon oni. We don't care the fact you're rich in between. The Tani would learn like this. We have Lezeb and Yaakov Oimer. Akul halachachar tziporim. It depends how you were when you brought your first two birds. Rashi says before you take your haircut, the first haircut the Mitzvah takes, he has to bring tziporim. So, the Chorutz's theory here, it's mashma. It depends how you were at the time you bring this carbon. According to Abiyud, it should be if you're rich at any one time, you have to bring a carbon usher. So it says, so it malo am rav yud am rav who shlosh to mikra chadosh means to say here it's a special gzeras hakosef. The yod three dash in one posik. But the posik says, asher lo tasik yod de bitai rosai. That if you can't afford it, bitai rosai, bishas yitaira. So what does it mean, bitai rosai? The bishim in sova dover mechaper, man ninu chates. Depends how you are, bishas you're being a korban chates. So it says, here it's a special gzeras hakosef, asher lo tasik yodoi bitai rosai. You need to say you have to bring the type of the korban what you could afford at the time when you bring your chattis. Rav Yehuda Sabano, Dover HaMachshir, Omani Yoshim. It depends upon what's machshir you. Rashi says, Dochi Mashmash, Asher Letasik Yodi Bishaf Tyra, Taylor Teres Anis, Vatira Zil, Oshim. HaMachshir, Love of Mikdash, what's machshir to come to the base of Mikdash, Lechel Kodshim. Shemidam Oshim, Unoisa Abohinis, was Unokas Naim. It's from the Dam Oshim that you put on his fingers that lets him come. That's Machshirim. So that's if you disvote, it depends upon how you were, Bishas, you brought your Korban Oshim. Now, Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Sava, Hagurim loy Taira. No, it depends what causes you to start off making your Taira. Or Maninu Tziporim, the first two birds you bring, like you can't start taking your haircut, start bringing your whole Karbonis until you first bring these two birds. Yeah. So therefore, the kids say here it's a special gzeras hakosef. That's why v'imdalhu here means how you are b'shasha korban osher according to Rabbi Yehuda. But by yos by erchin v'yimochu means you're going to bring have the heter of an oni if you are that way from the beginning until the end. Tzmura says if so v'yelahu lomli. What do we do with the drasha v'imdalhu? Like how come by mitzvah we're not dashing this? So what's the best of word who? Tzmura says l'rebid chiyisle monashach. According to Rebbe, we have shown the Mishnah before that Rebbe held imdalhu means to say there's only ptur for mitzvah oni, and not for the madir. If the madir is not an oni, so he doesn't have the heter. Well, the rabbanon could isle, let the rabbanon hold. Also imdalhu, the same thing. Then in a case, even though the madir is an oni, but if the mitzvah was an osher, he also doesn't have a heter to bring a korban oni. He has to bring a korban osher. So that's the lashon of imdalhu. For those Peturim we have before by Mitzvah. Whereas now still, the Elamayat is so, still, you tell me how Yud holds, since it says, V'yimochu, it means you have to be poor from the beginning until the end. If so, in the post it says, Gu Eid, Ad Shihei Kosher Mitchlasav Yatzayfai. You could only be an Eid if you are fit to say this from the beginning until the end. That's the way it should be. The Chitema, maybe that's true, Hochinami. So, whereas no, they're not, they're what Tanya learned like this. What's going to be if you know Edis upon somebody, before you became his son-in-law, then later the person became your son-in-law. Or else, let's say, first you were smart, finischar, which then you became a cheresh, or else pasuach, first you were open, finistimor, then you closed up, your mouth got closed up, you can't talk anymore. Shofui, you were healthy, v'nishtat, then you became a shaita. Is a raised apostle, you post to say this, since right now you can't say this, you apostle. Abba, what's going to be? You knew Edis before you became a son-in-law. Then you became a son-in-law.